Wall spending. I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. Democrats say they won't support a spending bill to keep the government running that includes money to fund a border wall. Money was supposed to run out for the government on Friday.
We feel very confident the government's not going to shut down.
That is Press Secretary Sean Spicer, who says the president will follow through on his statement that Mexico will pay for the wall.
In order to get the ball rolling on border security and the wall, that he was going to have to use the current appropriations process, but he would make sure that that promise would be kept as far as the payment of it.
The U.S. has issued 271 sanctions in response to Syrian President Bashar Assad's alleged use of chemical weapons.
In a single action, we are more than doubling the number of individuals and entities sanctioned since the start of the Syrian conflict.
That is Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin. A coroner listed head trauma as a preliminary cause of death for a college student near Chicago who died after being struck during a hammer throw event at a track and field event. I'm Ed Donahue.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.